It's been a while since Jeremy Colbert has been here, and I'm really excited that he is here today. You're going to hear an unusual instrument that we'll talk about, and we'll also talk about Terragape, which is his current project that he'll be unveiling officially a little later this month. Let's take a listen to a work from that project, Terragape. Terragape, and that is quite an instrument. I know you're going to change to guitar, but before you do, first of all, welcome, Jeremy. And tell me about the instrument. As you listen, you're probably picturing traditional steel pans, but this is a bit different.
Yes, of course, and thanks for having me. So this instrument, for those listening, I like to lovingly call this my spaceship turtle shell.
It looks like a flying saucer, yeah. To visualize it, and turtle shell is a good one, too. It's a convex on the top, and I think on the bottom, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, And so it sits on your lap, and you probably may have seen a video floating around. They're becoming more and more popular on YouTube. But these instruments are, you sit them on your lap and you play them with your hands, and generally they're called a handpan. And it's actually been about 20 years since this instrument was created. And when it was originally created in Switzerland, of all places, in a steel drum shop there, it was called a hong, H-A-N-G.
Huh.
So people call them hang drums all the time. That was kind of the first popular name, especially over here in the West. We call them a hang drum. But I like to describe it as like handpan is like calling an instrument a guitar, handpan and guitar. My Taylor guitar is like calling this terrapan or this handpan a terrapan or a hong or any other kind of name. But yeah, very fascinating instrument.
Yeah, what got you interested in playing it?
Well, I saw some videos, you know, probably 10 years ago starting, and it was just fascinating. It's a very hypnotic, very meditative, very relaxing sound. And so they were in my awareness, but it wasn't until I was actually at an open mic at Hambones, of all places, and there was a man coming through from Australia, and he was traveling up from South America, and he was very fascinating, and he borrowed someone's guitar and played some music, and I asked him, hey, what are you doing in Pittsburgh? And he's like, well, I'm picking up my instrument in West Virginia. It's getting finely tuned, and it's called a terrapan.
I wonder if that was Solomon Brothers. I was thinking Solomon Brothers, I don't know if you know them, but they make, they're really legendary for steel pans, and if are making this kind of instrument too.
Yeah, well, I am more aware of Solomon Brothers. This is actually a separate studio.
Okay.
So the pans themselves, the terrapans at least, are made in Kingston, Georgia, and that is near Atlanta.
Okay.
But there is a world-famous steel drum shop in at WVU, and actually one of they call him one of the fathers of steel pans. He actually recently passed at 92 years old, Ellie Manette. He was one of the original inventors of the bass steel. He was the inventor of the bass steel pan, so the big kettle drums you see. So anyways, there's a studio there where they get these instruments that I have get finely tuned and finished. So that's how I found out about it. He put me in touch. I contacted them, and like 9 months later, it kind of just happened. And yeah, it's been about 4.5 years since I've had it.
Wow, 9 months! It's a perfect time. We want to get to more music, but I am curious. Is it one thing is you visualize this instrument as you're listening? We did put a picture up on Facebook, and we linked to the Terragape project and also Jeremy Colbert's page. It looks like it's powder coated, but it looks like that coating in black might be designed to be easier on your hands. I'm not sure. Is it just paint, or do you think there's something in it to sort of give you a little padding without losing the resonance?
That's a great question. I don't know the very specifics about it. All I know is that this is it's steel, and the way that this instrument works, at least, or the way that this instrument looks, at least my particular one, it has kind of a speckled coating, and that was actually when they finished the instrument, they actually just sprinkled acid onto the,
okay,
to give it kind of a speckled look. But it does have a really warm resonance to it, and this particular instrument, in comparison to other handpans, has a more mellow type of steel.
Yeah, I noticed that. And there's a big hole, almost like a sombrero, but a little smaller in the middle of it to resonate downwards, which, yeah, I imagine gives you lots of opportunities for control as it sits on your lap. So
yeah, that's your anchor point.
I feel like we're doing an infomercial for the drum.
Yeah,
but it's
right?
it's a wonderful instrument. Thank you for talking about
yeah,
it.
For sure.
And you'll hear it again in a moment, but Jeremy's going to pick up the guitar and play one for you. And I think after this song, we'll talk more about the project and how you can attend the release party. The song you opened with, couldn't you tell me about that, its name? Mm-hmm. And
Of course. That song is called Collective Groove, and that will be the opening track on the album. And with that instrument, you know, I've been playing guitar for over 20 years, been writing songs on, writing lyrics, and really, you know, that's my way to express, and has been. But with the handpan, it's been so much more experiential. It's been, you know, going for a hike in the woods and then sitting and writing, just coming up with some music or having an experience or going to a music festival. And that particular song that I wrote was just inspired by being in a room full of really amazing people. And everyone was just connecting and having a great time. And I was just kind of providing some background music and came up with that opening riff and felt very connected to everyone in the room with it. And that's why it's called Collective Groove.
Jeremy Colbert, the voice you're hearing, how nice to, after all these years, to discover a new way of expressing yourself that's very different. Terra Agape is the name of the project. And here's another song from the forthcoming album.
There's not much else to do and sit outside on a sunny day and watch the bugs and the planes skim the moon. I didn't ask them to, or did I ask them? Inspiration is fleeting. Well, that's not true, though we convince ourselves to think magic isn't real. But it's magic, and it surrounds you. Funny how this aligns all the time. Funny how this aligns all the time. When we open our eyes, when we open our eyes, when we open our eyes. There's nothing wrong with putting seeds in little bags and selling them back to the people. But the problem lies when put a price on what's inside. It's magic. Surrounds you. And it is you. Funny how this aligns all the time. Funny how this aligns all the time. When we open our eyes, we open our whisper to each other. We are all left to right, main to Wall Street. Connected to each other. when we open our eyes. Funny how this aligns.
From Terragape, and I just may have been filled with more hope than at any other moment of this week. Thank you for sharing that. What a beautiful song. Tell me about the project, Jeremy. I have to admit, I've Googled Terragape. It got me to a woman with a Facebook page. Her name is Ter Agape. You probably, maybe you've seen that also. It's rare that I'll ask about why the name, but it's interesting enough that I'd like to ask you. Plus, you named the project that.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for those words. That is the intention of this project. That is the intention of this music. It's very apparent that right now is kind of this pivotal time, and there's so much focused on the chaos right now. Everything is focused on the chaos, but I have tried and tried to really take a look at what is happening in the world that's amazing, which honestly far, far outweighs the chaos. But that's not what we like to focus on, because we are dramatic creatures as humans. So my hope, and really it's kind of inspired by this instrument, the handpan that I played first. It was a big teacher for me to center, to kind of forget what I know and just sit with myself and come up with rhythm and come up with melody and repeat and repetitive and just get into the zone, get into kind of the trance of that and connect with myself. And I'm trying to bring that into my guitar music more too. So the project itself is called Terragape, and that is spelled Tarragape. And in its simplest form, the origins of that name come from the word agape.
That's what I had a feeling, but I wanted to be sure.
Mm-hmm. And so for those of you who don't know, the ancient Greek culture, it was really brilliant. They had 7 different words for love. We have 1 word for love, and love can mean so many different things. So for instance, they had a word for, you know, Platonic love. They had a word for erotic love, for brotherly love. But the word agape is a term for unconditional love, for like love of humanity, this kind of this high form of unconditional love. And I was just meditating on what I wanted to release this project as, because up until a certain point, it was like, oh, this is my solo project. I'm going to release it as my name. I'm going to do this. And then it got to a certain point where I was like, I want it to kind of be bigger than me. I don't want it to just be me. I don't want it to be my music. I want it to be something that's a little bit bigger than that. And I came across that word, and that really resonated. And then I was thinking, oh, how can I incorporate that into something else? And it just kind of came to me to try out. Actually, it started with Terra, because my handpan is called Terra Pan, Terra, which is of the earth. Terra is of the earth. But it didn't look and feel right. So I thought, and then it kind of switched to Tara. And I started to look into what Tara meant. And in its simplest form, Tara is Sanskrit for star. So in a sense, it could just be like cosmic unconditional love. I don't know.
But I like it.
It's something it's not out there. It's not a word. If you Google it, you're not going to find the word. When that was another thing that was really great about it. It's something new that hasn't been put together before.
Well, and you can add, that's one thing I'm hearing in what you're saying, is the name itself. You can add, as a listener, your own definition or sensibility to it. But the other thing, by subordinating your name in the project, you're providing an infinite amount of room for listeners to sort of almost ride the music, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Kind of jump in, and I hate to sound like I'm analyzing you too much, but it's really very interesting. If you're listening to an artist, you usually know, you know, this is Jeremy Colbert, this is his music, he wrote it. And while, of course, the music here has been created by him, you've very kindly sort of placed yourself, you've made room for people to hop on, so to speak. At least that's the sense I'm getting as I listen. And what a great project, and timely. Now, February 22nd is the opening. Where's it going to be?
It's pretty exciting. I think for your listeners, they'll really dig this. So it's at a place called the Dragon's Den, and it's a new space in Pittsburgh. It's actually in Homestead. This really wonderful couple, Julia and Bill Petrucci, they bought this church, and this church is this historic church in Homestead. It's actually a very coveted community space that the community has tried and tried and tried to keep open, and they've raised so much money, and they've wanted to keep open St. Mary Magdalene's. And St. Mary Magdalene's is, as you cross the Homestead Grays Bridge, it's just right up on the hill, about two blocks to the left if you're coming from the city, just above Voodoo Brewery. And they bought this church, I think 4 years ago, and they've been turning it into a community space for youth, and it's going to be a ropes course. And you walk into this church, and on both sides where the pews used to be are these obstacle courses, these ropes course, and even the, running the whole length of the cathedral is a zip line. So it's pretty neat. It's called the Dragon's Den. They will be opening in the summer of this summer, probably June or July. And this event is going to be my album release, but it's also going to be a fundraiser for them and to raise some awareness for what they're doing in the community. And I'm just pretty excited. I work with kids. I've been teaching kids music in Pittsburgh for 10 years. And so the whole night's going to be, you know, community centered, and I'm going to have some student performers there as well, and a whole all-star lineup of musicians and entertainers.
So that's February 22nd. Do you know the starting time yet?
Yep, 6 to 9 p.m. So the whole thing's going to run from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday, 2/22.
What a great, so all ages, for a guy like me, 6 to 9 is that's nice. That's enjoy that, go out to dinner or take a nap when you're done. It's nice to have an early ish kind of show, and Homestead's not that far away. You described it perfectly, just over the bridge and up the hill, and you're right there. If you're just joining us, it's the Taragape project. We've linked to it. Jeremy Colbert is the man behind it. What would you like to do next?
Well, I would like to share the title track of the album and the single from the album. So Taragape is the name of the project, and the album is called Spirit Maze. And Spirit Maze is also the, as I said, the title track. It's another Tarapan song. And this song is really special to me for a number of reasons. When I first picked up my instrument, the very first what I call riff on the instrument that I played and stuck was the opening riff of this song. And that is expanded and evolved to this whole composition. And the single is out. So you can listen to this. If you want to hear more, and you want to hear an evolved, expanded version of the song, all you have to do is Google Taragape Spirit Maze. You'll find it on Spotify, iTunes. I have a Bandcamp page where you can see all the information about who played on this track. I'm going to do the solo version, which is beautiful in and of itself. But if you listen to the single, you are going to hear it arranged beautifully with a small string section. So there will be a double bass, a cello, and a violinist. So this is Spirit Maze. Thank you.
Tara Agape, just beautiful. As I listen to that, and pardon my throat, as I listen to that, you probably didn't look, but for a minute I was staring at the clock to confirm my suspicion. For the most part, the tempo is about the same as the human heart. As you listen, the tempo, roughly 65, 75 beats per minute, because it seemed to me like a heartbeat. That's what I kept hearing, bum, ba, bum, bum, ba, bum. Spirit Maze, the song, the title track to the project. Again, forgive me for thinking and riffing too much and imagining things that may not have even been your intention, but that's what art should do, right?
Exactly.
And I think your desire to create music that has that people can have a deep connection to is really showing in what you've done. And I also tried to imagine, I haven't heard the single, what strings would sound like with that. And I think it would be really, really cool. That had to be a lot of fun.
It's beautiful. It takes on a whole new harmonic structure too. The musicians I work with really envisioned it in a way that that I hadn't. And it took me a minute to readjust to it. And I was like, okay. And then I started falling in love with it. So it's very different.
Who are the musicians?
So I actually remotely recorded this. I recorded this in Boulder, Colorado.
Huh.
Yeah. So I connected with Dangle Rose, who is in a beautiful band called Elephant Revival. And they're just really heart-centered, progressive folk music. And we started with some consultation calls, and he was helping me as an artist kind of get my bearings about me. And then we started talking about the music, and then eventually he invited me out to record, and I just said yes to it and made it happen and used up all of my airline miles and did the whole thing.
That's really brave to do that.
It was.
I think to work with people that you don't know very well. Now at the release party, you'll have local people
yes.
doing the string part, I would imagine.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited. I put together a nice group. James Bristol is playing bass of Hills and the Rivers, and Matt Price is drumming for me. He's new in town, but just such a fantastic person. He's also a music educator. You're probably going to run into him at some point. He does a lot of drum circles, works with Jim Donovan a lot. Brianna Carraher is playing cello, and Nashwan Abdullah, who plays with Jason Gamble of Wolves in Sheep Clothing, he's going to be on violin. And yeah.
Excellent. Tara Agape, the project, and that opening, February 22nd, all the twos, 2/22, at Dragon's Den in Homestead from 6 to 9 o'clock. We've linked to the project page from slbradio.org, or if you go to Facebook, our Facebook page, you'll find it there. I think we have time for two more.
Sure.
And I want to be sure we hear them. The guitar comes back. Is your guitar in a traditional tuning?
It is in a traditional relative tuning, but that's the other thing about this album is it's all tuned in 432 hertz. So we tuned to 440 hertz as a standard. My instrument, my Terrapan, is tuned to 432 hertz. Long story short, you can look it up. It's not proven, but it's said to be a frequency that's more resonant with nature. Mathematically, it divides. The divisions are really perfect. And it's a standard tuning, but it's just slightly tuned down, just like 8 cents.
I noticed that in your other guitar song, and I was kind of looking and watching your fingers really carefully. It's just a teeny bit.
Yep.
Not great.
Almost imperceivable, but yeah. It's a more warm sound for sure.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, this is a song for our mother. This is a song called Tendrils.
miracle of life is here to stay. Long before we came, it was thriving. And it's overwhelming. We came, we saw, we conquered through constant craving. No end in sight until we have it all. The slope is slippery, and we're speeding up. Oh, at such a speed, falling down, down, down. And what we need is not around, and it's becoming out of reach. We trade the earth, the air, clean water, necessities.
Tara Agape, and you can really enjoy the album when it's released. isn't it nice to have an album that you'd want to listen to from start to finish, knowing that the person behind it created a work with great deliberation and meant to be listened to as an artistic work. You can also show up, imagine hearing these sounds in a big old church of the kind you would find at a homestead known as Dragon's Den. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that I may have neglected to mention? Oh, let me be helpful if I turn your mic on. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for all that. The only thing is just a little bit about the event. We have a lot of collaborators, artists. There's going to be a world music duo as you come in playing in the space. We're going to have a choir loft session, Song in the Round. So there's going to be singer-songwriters, David Bulowitz, Guy Russo, Jason Gamble of Wolves in Sheep's Clothing, and Lauren Shea DeMache. They're all each going to share a song. We're going to have Hope Academy student performers, and then Scott and Rosanna are going to open up the show, and you may be familiar with them. They work with youth a lot. They even have a children's album out, but her voice is incredible. And there's going to be a live painter, Seth Leibowitz, is a phenomenal local artist. He's going to be live painting. We will have circus arts by the incredible contortionist Camille Zamboni, and then we will have Ishkade doing some dancing and some light and possibly fire spinning at the Dragon's Den.
Nice.
So come on out, check it out. 220-220, just Google Spirit Maze, Dragon's Den, and you'll find it.
Thank you. Thanks for being with us. We'll look for you next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. And how shall you finish?
This is a song called As Above, So Below. It started as a poem inspired by a very, very deep personal experience. And it turned into a song with the Terrapin. So this is As Above, So Below.
That bring the rain to feed will open to the sky. The stars will all sustain our need to often wonder why. Thank you. are we here and how can life be full of pain and love? The stars reply, because my dear, as below, so above.